Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Brent Mankey. That's a hard one for me to say. and Brent Mankey, the executive chef at the Farm Table. Is it fair to call you that? Executive chef?
It is fair to call me that.
Okay,
yes,
cool. At the Farm Table at Kringle Candle in Bernardston. First of all, Brent, how does it feel to be on a billboard? I drive by you every day.
I get that all the time, and I have so many people say, I've seen you before, in which I would say is like, well, then it's doing his job.
Yeah?
That's it. Still freaks me out. Every once in a while, you see like the pigeons that are sitting across the crest of my head, and I think, man, that is nothing but appropriate.
Don't you wish you had a pigeon hat that you could wear to kind of go along with
it? Well, it makes the leeks look like I have some hair still.
Farm Table at Kringle Candle, as I mentioned, one of the restaurants taking part in Local Hero Restaurant Days, which is August 20th and 21st. How many restaurants, Devon?
52, Monty.
That's great to be in such
really
a small
is.
Area that have that many, first of all, that many restaurants to begin with, but that many that are aggressively supportive of local agriculture. Brent, for those who may not remember the last time you were on the show, you were hired by the Kittredge family because of your relationship with their yacht. You were their chef on their yacht, right?
That is correct.
And now we can benefit from your skills as a chef. What is local happening right now at the Farm Table?
I think one of the great benefits of living out here in the valley is that people really do get the whole local idea. And for me, it's just been amazing to be able to have that coming to me at the Farm Table. So I think that we drive a lot of what we do by based on what we see and what's coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now with everything hitting us like plums, peaches, blueberries, tomatoes are really starting to look, you know, very, very nice. Obviously all the greens, squashes, you know, so we drive the vast majority of our specials based on what's kind of hitting us and what's beautiful right now.
So
Monty, I have to tell you, I was recently at the Farm Table. I had a creamed corn chowder. It was unbelievable. Like no other corn chowder that I've ever had.
So where does the corn come from at the Farm Table?
We get it from a lot of different places at different times. I know that we've been picking up some from the Smorowskis lately, and they're just lovely people to work with.
On restaurant days, August 20th and 21st, what are some of the things we can expect at the Farm Table's menu to celebrate the bountiful local harvest?
Well, you know, with things hitting us at different times, you know, we're still kind of developing out what some of those items will be. But for instance, you know, I know that we're going to be having a new version of a heirloom tomato salad. So that's going to be served with Maple Brook Farms burrata cheese, you know, which is a mozzarella with kind of a creamy center to it. Pickled peaches. Peaches are coming from Sikowski Farms, a little basil from the garden, a little drizzle of some aged balsamic vinegar, and maybe just a touch of chili that we also have growing out in our gardens.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Just beautiful. I mean, that's really, right now, why mess with a tomato? You know, they're just so great. You don't have to do too much with them to be able to make them what they need to be.
Brent Mankey, who is the chef at the Farm Table in Bernardston at Kringle Candle. Rumor has it, Brent, that the entire cast, all of the big stars of the Warner Brothers picture that was filming in Franklin County, The Judge, took over the Farm Table for like an all-cast party. True?
True. They were awesome. I have to admit, I didn't know what to expect. They were so gracious and so kind.
What do they eat? What do you serve to the cast of The Judge?
Let's see. I think that Tony Stark himself actually did have the salmon. I know we served a couple steaks. We had a number of vegetarians that were with us that night. And we also, surprisingly enough, we didn't serve any alcohol. They were they were abstaining.
Oh,
so I thought that was
respect Robert Downey Jr.
I thought was an interesting fact for the evening. But they all had great things to be able to say, and they all came back multiple times.
Oh, nice.
Especially Robert Duvall loved the place, and he loved our scallops.
Who would you rather hang out with, Robert Duvall or Robert Downey Jr., if you had to pick a Robert from The Judge?
Oh, come on. You're talking about a heck of a toss-up right there. I mean, they're both Robert Duvall. I mean, just a legend in my mind with the number of films that he's done, and especially the breadth of his career. But you have somebody that's so talented as Robert Downey Jr. I think for just sheer fun, you got to go with Robert Downey. But I think if you want to have just awesome stories, just sitting down, you know, at the table, across the table from Robert Duvall, tough choices.
If you're going to hang out with Robert Downey Jr., you can't drink. You got to go with Robert Duvall. That's my thought.
Monty, I would want to hang out with you.
No.
Above both of them.
Sorry.
I know.
Brent Mankey, who is the executive chef at the Farm Table, who you can see in about 500 times his actual size on a billboard heading 91 North, one of the many Local Hero restaurants in the Valley taking part in Local Hero Restaurant Days, August 20th and 21st, and Devon Whitney Deal, who is from CESA, the Local Hero folks. You can find out all the local restaurants participating at buylocalfood.org.